in the society, we have physical, spiritual illnesses and diseases, but there are not that many physical and spiritual illnesses as compared to illnesses regarding character. There are physical illnesses and there are illnesses related to character and manners. The physical illness, the worst case scenario, is that death will come. A person will depart from this world. But akhlaqi illnesses, diseases related to akhlaq and conduct, then after death, that disease, that illness will continue with that person. And all the adab of the hereafter, of the akhirah, they are due to those illnesses, the akhlaqi illnesses. Allah Ta'ala, for us to be saved from these illnesses, He, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, gave to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam a specific ilm, specific knowledge, which was tazkiyah, purification, rectification. This ilm, this knowledge, totally, alhamdulillah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought along with him, and he distributed this, he taught this, and this will continue until Qiyamah. Obviously, according to the times and the days and the events, everything, as we can see, is diminishing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sunnah, Allah ta'ala's practice, is that until Qiyamah, Quran will continue, the sunnah will continue, and all Allah ta'ala's principles and rules will continue. Nobody can wipe them away. So because this is a very big topic, tazkiyah is related to our akhirah, and we have become extremely lazy in this regard. Our situation is that we decorate ourselves with external physical practices, but inside all the diseases are within us. Just like a person, if he has not had a bath for a long time and he wears white attire and comes to us, when he comes and sits next to us, we'll say, "You're wearing very nice attire. Where's this smell coming from?" And the person will look around, left and right. In reality, because he doesn't have a bath, so the smell is within him. He showed us externally, visually, that he looks nice and clean, but inside this smell within him, he doesn't have a bath, and for such a long time there's dirt inside him. In the same way, this is our hal, that we do lots of dhahiri amal, external deeds. Very easy to practice physically. It's simple. Today if you try, you'll start praying tahajjud. If you try, you'll you become a person who keeps fast regularly. All of us have kept 30 fasts, etc. But the real article, the real objective, is that something that's a bad action or some moral deficiency within us, we need to extract it and eliminate it from ourselves. We need to purify ourselves. And remember, the more a person practices physically in the world, he's accepted, embraced, looked upon nicely, highly. And even thinks that I'm high, I'm great, I do this, I do this deed, I'm of a high status. But he has got severe akhlaqi diseases, severe moral and characteristic diseases that are at the extreme, that despite doing ibadat, worship to the highest level, but he's not cleaning himself inside. So that's called kibar, takabbur, riya. He's got pride, he's showing off, he's haughty. People praising him, he's pious, he does ibadah, he's this and that. But within him, the diseases have taken shape and form, and he doesn't know that which level of sin is within him. That qabr, the grave, is a place where he will realize what's right and what's left. My friends, if there's dirt inside, how can that dirt be extracted in our bodies? If there's dirt, without water and soap, detergent, can we clean? No, obviously we have to have a bath, apply soap. And if you say, "I don't want to have a bath, I don't want to apply the soap, I'm clean," how can this be? This is our hal, our condition, that we don't want to clean our impurities within us. We don't want to put the detergent and water on, and the diseases are within us, the same. From one to the next to the highest level of spiritual diseases, internalism, we've left them. Why? Because I am running after dhahiri, external practice, worship. But this will not eliminate the sickness within us. So tazkiyah, this addresses the diseases of akhlaq, conduct, manners, morals. So I'd like to share one with you, so that Allah, may Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability to understand. This is a beloved sunnah of Rasulullah. It's a beautiful hadith. Look, in ma'ashara, in society, in our lives, normal at home, outside, business, Now let's all make this niyah that we want to correct this disease, inshallah. I'm not giving a speech. I want to extract my illnesses. We are gathered. Allah's karam, Allah's grace, favor, that such a beautiful day that is to come, a great day to come, Allah sat us down today to prepare for that. And this is the night of Jummah, and the day to come tomorrow is Sayyidul Ayyam, the head of the week, the greatest day of the week. This is the greatest day of the week. We cannot imagine how great a day it is, and it comes after one whole week. Last week until now, this week, so many changes have come in the dunya, so many people have passed away, so many have been born, our conditions have fluctuated. If you think yourself, take your diary out, the last Thursday until now, that what changes, revolutions have taken place in a person's life, in the dunya, in the world. 1 week is a long time, we don't know about the week to come either. So Allah's karam, mercy, His grace and blessings, that Allah has again given us this great day of Jummah. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And this is the way He's given it to us, in such a way that Allahu Akbar, the whole dunya has run away, but He seated us down. He sat us down and He's making us prepare for that great day of Jummah. Allah's great, massive mercy and blessing. We say, how comes we've sat down? We can understand in this temporary world, a person, how has he sat down? People have gone to their home somewhere, it's 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, let's go home, we're tired, let's go to sleep. How has Allah Ta'ala made us sit down and stay in this gathering? Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. What a massive reward for this. And the day to come tomorrow, Jumu'ah, such a great day. If I explain the fadail of this day, that we don't realize Allah Ta'ala has made us prepare, that how a spring will unfold in a day from morning until Isha, that the angels will tire. They get tired of writing amal for us, but we'll continue. Subhanallah. This is the preparation. So for this reason, in this preparation, we should be grateful. If we sat down and we are gathering the hadith without listening to the hadith, the meaning of the hadith, the reason for us to hear this hadith and share it, so that we'll do amal on this. We'll do this for me. Otherwise, that's how we'll get success. Otherwise, this gathering will be a waste for us. It'll become a waste. That Allah Ta'ala says, I sat you down, I gathered you together, and I prepared the day of Jummah for you. Specific angels descend on the day of Jummah. Are you mad you don't understand the words that you're learning? So let's make niyyah. Inshallah, Allah will fulfill the niyyah. So in this ma'ashara society, that if we assist each other in identifying our mistakes, for example, I'll make a mistake. For example, if I'm walking and I barge you or bump into you, and you say, oh, you bumped into me, or you committed an excess against me, or if you say bad to someone, if you speak badly to someone, if you're walking along or you're talking to someone, you become upset with someone, even at home with the wife, she becomes angry, or you've just said somebody said something. Suddenly, we are in a ma'ashara, in society. So how far does this go? Allahu Akbar, relationships and links and divorces, arguments, disputes. We think, why is the divorce taking place? Person will get shocked that just over a small minor point, the divorce took place from a little minor matter. And people who have known each other for years, they have split. Yeah? So this is where a person recognizes the friends. But if we see here, there's just over a minor thing, that the system from the whole life has gone. Children, three children, four children, they've left a person, the relationships end, the father goes, the mother goes, the son goes. Over minor disputes, minor points. This is our ma'ashara society. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us a beautiful sunnah, that if a mistake occurs by somebody, then what should that person do? What should that person do? He should just do one action. What should he do? Totally, a mistake is made. So he should think, and he shouldn't go another direction. If he goes to another direction, then there's a lot of stress, because he'll go arrogant, takabbur, nafs, desires. Okay, if you made a mistake, fine. What can I do? I can't do nothing about it. What shall I do? No point, think like that. That your feelings inside will feel all your life long, I swore at him, or I committed excess against him, or you'll feel, like you can see it for yourself. You're stood, and you have a car, you're about to reverse it out, move it out, and then you crash, you have an accident, little bit of a clash with somebody, and a dent comes into your car, a dent. What will you do? You'll look around, nobody saw you, you'll leave that place. But your heart will feel, remember this, 10 years later you'll remember, oh, I was taking my car out. Because this is a crime. This is a sin of akhlaq. This is a moral characteristic sin. To take this out, the Holy Prophet gave us this ilm of tazkiyah. Subhanallah. What should we do? That this takabbur we need to get rid of this. If we made a mistake against someone small or big or a long one or a broad one, immediately the Prophet ﷺ has told us. Now he tells us the ibadah. What we should do straight away, if you do this, then this will happen. And the other side, what should we do? Is that we should present our excuse or our reason. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Such, your heart will become so cool that if, for example, you hit somebody's car, or you swore at somebody, or said bad to someone, you came home, you said something, you scolded someone, you committed, say, sorry, I'm sorry, I was in anger, I made a mistake, I didn't want to say this, this occurred. Look, I didn't want to consume your wealth, but shaitan, he tricked me and I consumed your wealth. I don't want to fight with you, I don't want to argue with you, I didn't want to say bad to you. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, these are the words of the hadith, that when a Muslim brother accepts his error or presents his, he says that please excuse me, that we shouldn't lie against him, we shouldn't be arrogant, stubborn. These are all paths for destruction. You cannot be saved. Hisab will take place. Accounts will take place in the qabr. Soon as the eyes close, these are the things that will be reckoned for. Ibadah to the side, put your salah to the side. They will come. But first will be the reckoning for the akhlaqi actions. Suddenly the adab, the punishments will come in the grave for these things. That you swore to that person? These are big, other big punishments for this. And in our eyes, shaitan has made these things small. What should we should do? We need to present, justify ourselves to that person who we accessed against. To our Muslim brother or to another person, whoever it is. When you present yourself and you try to justify yourself correctly, then whichever crime you committed, akhlaqi, there are big sins, punishments for that. Thereafter, that when you say to him, please excuse me, forgive me, then Allah will forgive you. Allah Ta'ala says, then your crime, it ends. That if you swore, for example, if I slapped him, what should I do? If I swore at him, what should I do? Insan says, oh, shaitan made me do this. If I give him a loss, what can I do? And if I did wrong against him. But the kamal, the achievement is this, that you accepted Allah Ta'ala's direction, that you submitted yourself in front of that person. Because the biggest disease of shirk and kufr is that kibr has come out of your heart. Pride has come out. Kibr doesn't come out, my friends, let me tell you this. It's very khabees and wretched action that takes a person to destruction in the akhirah. We have to be very careful, and only the sohbat of the complete sheikh can save a person. I'll tell you the truth. Yes, no other power in the world can extract this, eliminate this. No one has ilm, no amal, no action for this. Just wahid, one action, that a friend of Allah, you obey him, you follow him and imitate him, and you take the direction and teachings and coaching from a sheikh, a true sheikh, to eliminate the internal diseases and illnesses. There's no other way to clean my batini diseases, only this is the way. To learn Quran, this is the way. To learn the hadith, this is the way. To learn fiqh, jurisprudence, this is the way. And inside, you start to extract your diseases. This is the path you tell yourself. Yes, and it cannot be eliminated from no other method. You can try your best. Deception is gone in. The disease is gone in. You go into the grave, the adab will be there. So what do we need to do if we've committed excess and done wrong to others? If we made a mistake, we will be saved from kibar, from excess. Look at Allah's kamal. Such a big sin. You go and submit yourself, say, look, I'm sorry that I've made a mistake. I am trying to present some justification. It was this reason, it happened for this reason. I didn't mean to do this, but this occurred. Present yourself and in an honest way, and you'll be free from that crime. Yes, but on the other hand, you commit a crime, and how sad that you go to a person. If you say to him that, look, I did this, and you'll say, me? That if, for example, when the me comes out, but if it doesn't come out, now, then he'll say, he's come to me. Instead of him appreciating that when you go and say sorry, what do we say? Now let me scrape him to the ground. No, I know you did this. Now get away from it. No, I am not going to see your face. I'm not going to see your face. I don't want to see your face. I won't let you come in front of me. And me and you are finished. No, I'm not going to listen to excuses. That person will take advantage of this. Isn't this our society today? Isn't this our mashallah? Brothers don't listen to their sisters, relatives. More anger. More anger. But despite the fact, the person who's coming, he's pure, he's successful. Foolish person. Now here, what's the situation? Allah's Nabi is saying that if the condition arises where a person is coming to you to seek forgiveness, he accepts his mistake, then there are two scenarios. That if you become stubborn due to your nafs and kibar and pride and haughtiness, then you will be rejected. Even though you've got the upper hand. You haven't made the mistake, say Subhanallah. You were the victim maybe. You haven't committed the crime. He committed the crime. And if he submits himself, bows humbly, shows humility, he purifies himself via sunnah method, he's done tazkiyah, purification. It becomes so light due to the dhikr of Allah, company of the shaykh, that he didn't feel, he felt that I need to go and ask for forgiveness. Say subhanallah. So this is the difference between those who do tazkiyah and those who don't. Those who do tazkiyah, they become soft. They say, there's nothing wrong here. I'll pick up his shoes. I'll say sorry. I'll present myself. I'll try to atone for what I've done wrong. It's my mistake. But the real point is that when, at least I'll be safe from Allah Ta'ala's wrath and punishment. So tazkiyah, dhikr, adhkar, company of the shaykh has made that person who committed the crime so soft that he will be prepared to do anything to minimize and diminish the sin that he committed the crime. But the person who he's saying sorry to, he says, oh, he's come to say sorry to me. Then he'll squeeze him more. Oh, get out of it. Go from it. Be gone with you. Get rid of him. I know why he's come to me. Oh, he's forced in the corner. But what should he do? The hadith says that when a Muslim or when any individual comes and presents his excuse to you and asks for forgiveness, then he is weak. That person is weak. And the person who is the victim, what he should do, he should accept the sorrow and the request from that person. But if we don't accept that, then thousands of diseases tell me inside, oh foolish person, you've got many illnesses within you. Okay, at this moment you've got the upper hand. You are stronger. But don't commit injustice to that person. Don't try to be stubborn and be forceful. If he's come to you and ask for forgiveness, then if you become stubborn now, then you will be the worst of the individuals. The worst. Inside you have kibar and pride. Everything's within you. And he's come on a high level. He's accepting his mistake to tell you he's made a mistake and that he will try to atone for it. What you should do is you should accept his forgiveness, accept his regret, accept his remorse. Don't put any condition. Don't put any condition. And then you will be very elevated, alhamdulillah. The sin he committed, the mistake he's made, Allah Ta'ala will give you more than that, over and above that Allah Ta'ala will give to you. What a beautiful point. And this is the ma'ashara of Islam. If this was to occur in our environment, so tell me, would you see any fighting and quarreling anywhere? No. There'll be no. Shaitan will try his work. But within 5 minutes, you can clear the air. Within 10 minutes, there's no need for a third person to come in between. There's nobody need, no intervention, no wakil, no intermediary. Because the greatest wakil, hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, we've accepted Allah Ta'ala's guidance. So only that person will listen to Allah who does dhikr, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil, who recites this morning and evening. That's why we recite this. We recite this. What happens? These kalimat that we repeat. Sometimes we read this quite a lot. We recite this. No, it's not enough. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. We keep saying this morning and evening. Recite. What happens? The color effect of that kalima rubs off. Experience this. The kalima that the shaykh recites, then that rubs off onto the body of that person, into the batin of that person, the safat, the attributes of the kalima come to the person. Ni'mal wakil. Allah is ni'mal wakil. I'll accept Allah's statements, because when he recites himself, when he goes into the grave, then this kalima itself will stand in front of the individual who recited it. Subhanallah. So how great an advice. Does Allah Ta'ala not give tawfiq in dhikr? Is there no benefit of coming to dhikr? All the doors we've slammed to our nafs and our takabbur, our pride, our kibar has shut the doors. I swear by Allah, we are lost morning and evening, lost. There's no preparation that we do correctly. There isn't. We are wasting our time. There's no preparation in the right direction in our lives. That go on the right path. Go on the straight path, the path that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. We should ask, we say so many times, Allah says, ask this so many times, that you attain that path. And ask from your salah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. But we bypass this. We recite in salah, but we bypass this. Allah says, this is the path that I'm telling you. And if we look further, that has this point ever passed by our minds in life that we should do such a number like this to ask a person for forgiveness? If definitely you've got khawf and fear of the hereafter, and obviously if you want to make your hereafter, then do amal on this from today. What a great, great big fights and disputes will end. Yes? That if that person is listening to me, who has committed excess against someone, who's done a crime against somebody, who has committed a sin against somebody, straight away, immediately tonight, before he sleeps, he should attain his manzil, his destination that Allah Ta'ala has directed him towards, and straight away get there and say, I want to ask for forgiveness. That person who's listening, where the excess has been taken against him, then inside him he has a beautiful opportunity, Allah Ta'ala says, that you will have a free opportunity, that whatever Allah Ta'ala will give to you, a high status for you to accept that person's request for forgiveness. We should do this, shouldn't we? So now listen, both sides. That Allah Ta'ala has given us the tariqah, the method. But nafs and shaitan, if he does not, if shaitan and nafs are attacking us and we can't get rid of him, then Allah Ta'ala says, then listen. That person who came to you, he presented his excuse and he's wiped away his wrong. And if he committed wrong against you, whatever he did in the dunya, but he's asked, he listened to Allah and he asked for forgiveness and all of his crime is wiped away. But the person who was the victim, who heard the request for forgiveness and he was stubborn and haughty, oh, and the people of God said, that's good, you didn't forgive him, good, you turfed him out, you chucked him out, you did a good thing. The relatives are saying, the friends are saying, yes, shabba, shabba, well done, don't let him come in, you did a good thing. Allah Ta'ala, what does he say there? That listen carefully, that you have wasted a big opportunity, and listen here, what's your hal, that the amount of punishment that was to be given to him, the dhulam, the oppression, the punishment that he was going to get, that all of that will come onto your head and to your name. Astaghfirullah. Tell me now. All of the sin and the wrong will come onto your head. So there are 2 points, come my friends. So tazkiyah tells us, tafsir tells us, that we should purify ourselves so much, we should make ourselves so light, so good and pure. Just like a person comes to you, he's made a mistake and he says that, my friend, I am sorry, inshallah, for the sake of Allah. You should say as a response, for the sake of Allah, I've forgiven you. For whose sake? Allah's sake. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. For that sake, I've forgiven you. And when he will forgive you, then both will have the muhabbat and love between them. And if he has no manners, then manners will come into him, subhanAllah. The person who is disrespectful, after that he will not commit a disrespect to you. He will have softness coming to him, tenderness. No power of the world can make a person submit and bow humbly the way that the sunnah of Rasulullah can make a person become humble. Without the sunnah, a man is like, he is a person without a head. His head is not on his body. How can a person be a true human being without the sunnah? All of the success for moral characteristics and manners is via the sunnah of Rasulullah. Alhamdulillah, this hadith came in my mind. Very beneficial, with the fadl of Allah, may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Because day and night, at home, with our children, with our wife, always we have issues. What's our job? If we make a mistake, we should present ourselves humbly, we should ask for forgiveness. If somebody comes to you to ask for forgiveness, then immediately accept that request. Whatever he's committed excess against you, big things in front of four people, he dishonored you, he swore at you, or he said big words wrong, say, no problem, my Rabb has stated that, look, I've forgiven you. If he asks for forgiveness, then the reward, you will see how much Allah Ta'ala will give to you. First and foremost, that within you, that anger that's always revolving around you, he did this against me, that against me, if you see him, oh, he did this to me, and you swear against him, he did this and this and this. All of these khalafat, negativeness, Allah Ta'ala will eliminate this from our minds. Extract it, it'll make you cool-hearted and cool-minded. All of this has gone, finished. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability and tawfiq. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المرسلين دعوة ياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد نبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وزرياتي وآل بيتي كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ظلمنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعملنا كل ذلك عندنا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار Ya Azizu Ya Ghaffar Ya Rabbul Alameen Ya Rabbul Alameen Ya Rabbul Alameen Allahumma sambitna lal-Iman Wa amitna lal-Iman Wa ajalna yawmal qayamati wal-Iman Allahumma ihdina siratal mustaqim Allahumma ihdina siratal mustaqim Allahumma ihdina siratal mustaqim Allahumma istabilna bi sunnati wa naf'ana bi mahabbati wa ashanna bi zamrati ya kareem ya kareem ya qadiyul hajat iktahajatina ya qadiyul hajat iktahajatina ya qadiyul hajat iktahajatina ya dafi Balayyo, it for Balayyotina. Yeah, Dafi al Balayyo, it for Balayyotina. Yeah, Dafi al Balayyo, it for Balayyotina. Yo, Shofi al Mura, ish for Muradina. Ya Shofi al Mura, ish for Muradina. Ya Shafi al-Murad, Ishfa Muradina Allahumma afina fi badni Allahumma afina fi sami Allahumma afina fi basri La ilaha illa anta Allahumma inna la zikrika wa shukrika وَحُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكَ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الله يهو منهم والنوار برحمتك يا رحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين